Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending November 27th, 2015. Black Friday means it's time to talk about retail sales. All the data isn't in for Black Friday and Thanksgiving weekend and Cyber Monday and so on, so I'm not going to offer any definitive numbers. Still, it's worth pointing out that the bloom might be off the rose for Black Friday if the predictions of lower sales for the day are to be believed. And why would that be? Maybe shoppers are a little tired of it. I can only speak from experience on that point. Or maybe the expansion into Thanksgiving itself has taken some of the punch out of Friday sales. And I have to note, some retailers are backing away from Thanksgiving sales. Among others, major retailers such as Barnes & Noble, DSW, Nordstrom, Staples, and TJ Maxx were in fact closed this year on Thanksgiving. Or maybe people are skipping the whole thing and ordering things from their smartphones. There's a lot to be said for not venturing into a small parking lot on the Friday after Thanksgiving, or staying home and shopping on other days, when that comes down to it. Recently, the Census Bureau confirmed once again what the retail industry and its landlords know all too well. The percentage of U.S. retail sales done online keeps creeping upward. Total e-commerce sales for the third quarter of 2015 increased 4.2% from the second quarter, while total retail sales were only up 1.2% quarter over quarter. Year over year, e-commerce sales were up 15.1%, while total retail sales were up only 1.6%. And as of the third quarter of the year, e-commerce represented 7.4% of all retail sales, a figure that has never decreased in the 10 years or so that people have been tracking e-commerce sales. 10 years ago, e-commerce was 2.8% of all sales. The increases have been particularly hard on some retail sectors, such as electronics. After all, electronics can be sold online without much fuss, and no one goes to an electronics store to socialize or for the raw experience of it, except maybe for Apple stores. And even then, most of the customers are expected to buy their gizmos online. Big box electronics, well, I wouldn't bet any money on the expansion of that particular subsector. That's all for this week. This is Dee Stribling, Commercial Property Executive in Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.